Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis, Mishnah Tezvav, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Tezayin. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yodal, the Mishnah discussed discussions of sourdough that fell into regular dough. In this case, both pieces of sourdough that fell in were usher to regular people. One was Saor Shal Truma, sourdough of Truma. The other one was sourdough of Kili HaKerem, neither of which were enough to independently allow the dough to rise. So we said that because they combined to allow the dough to leaven, they combined to allow the dough to rise, it is therefore prohibited to anyone who's a zar, to anyone who's not a kohen, because after all, both the truma sourdough and the kili hakerem sourdough are prohibited, are usher to them. However, we say that it is permitted to kohenim, because to kohenim can eat truma, they can eat kili hakerem, but we required both the truma and the kili hakerem to allow it to rise, and therefore it's permitted to kohenim, but not to anyone else who cannot eat truma. Now we're going to discuss and see the same machlokas between the Chacham, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon, who allowed it to both the Zar, the non-Kohanim, and the Kohanim. We're going to see this machlokas as well in Perek Beis, Mishnah Tezvav, in the context of spices. Says the Mishnah, Tavlin shal truma v'shal kili hakerem shenaflu b'kdeir. If you have spices of truma and spices of kili hakerem that fell into a pot of food, lo ba'elu k'dei l'sabel v'lo ba'elu k'dei l'sabel, there is not enough of either of them independently, once again, to spice up their food on their own. Neither the truma nor the kili hakerem spices could do it on its own. V'nitztarfu v'siblu, but when they're combined together, they could spice the food together. The same halacha as we learned in the previous mishnah applies here as well. Asr lezarim, the food is prohibited, it's not allowed to be eaten by non-Kohanim who can't eat Truma. But it is permitted, it is allowed to be eaten by Kohanim, because the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. And since both Truma and Kili HaKerem are prohibited to non-Kohanim, they combine to prohibit the food to a non-Kohen. But because Truma is allowed to be eaten by Kohanim, the Kili HaKerem by itself does not prohibit the food to a Kohen, and the Kohen can eat this food that was spiced by both. And once again, we see Rabbi Shimon Matir Lizarim Vila Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon permits it to both the non-Kohanim and to Kohanim, because he holds the two prohibitions do not combine to prohibit something, and these are two separate Isurim for the purposes of not allowing it to be eaten by anyone. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Tes Zayin, we're going to discuss a similar type of halacha, but with regards to various meats that were permitted to be eaten, generally speaking, by Kohanim, and they were cooked together with forbidden sacrificial meat that were not permitted to be eaten. Generally speaking, the meat of karbanos are eaten either by kohanim or they're eaten by the person who brings the kohanim and the various people that accompany him. And only a small amount of the meat, generally speaking, is burnt on the mizbeach. However, there are certain things that can happen to a karban that would prohibit its meat from being eaten by anyone. For example, there's something called pigel. Pigel refers to the fact that a karban is made with the kavana, with the intention of eating its meat beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, or with the intention of burning its various sacrificial parts on the mizbeach beyond the time permitted of placing them on the altar. In this situation, the entire karban becomes pasul, and this is what we refer to again as pigel. That is that case. There's also something called nosar, that if you have the meat of a karban that was left over beyond the time that was allowed to eat that karban. So for example, the karban Pesach could be eaten by for a day and a night, and beyond that point, it is no longer allowed to be eaten. It is considered to be nosar. So in those cases, even though normally you can eat the meat, but you have pigel and you have nosar, the various meats that otherwise could have been eaten from the karban but cannot be eaten due to various isur. And the Mishnah here is going to discuss the case of meat from a valid karban that was cooked together with pigel, nosar, and chulin, which again is ordinary, regular meat. Says the Mishnah, chasicha shel kotshei kadashim. If you have a piece of kotshei kadashim meat, the various karbanos were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and there are two different types of karbanos. You have kotshei kadashim, the most holy karbanos, and you have the kotshei kalim, the less holy karbanos. The karbanos in both of these categories, the kotshei kadashim and the kotshei kalim, are are holy, but the halachos of the kochei kadashim are a little bit stricter than those of the kochei kalim. One example of this is the fact that the meat of the kochei kadashim, for example, a carbon chathas, a carbon asham, they may be eaten only by kohanim, whereas the meat of kochim kalim, like a carbon shlamim or a carbon toda, they may be eaten by anyone, not only by kohanim. So you have a case, you have the kochei kadosh, and the holiest types of meat, a carbon chathas, a carbon asham, and they're only permitted to be eaten by a kohen. Vishal pigel, vishal noser, and a piece of pigel meat, again, where you have the wrong kavanos, the wrong intentions of when to eat it and where to eat it and so on, and a piece of noser meat, a meat that was left over, both of which are prohibited even to a kohen. Shenisbashlu imachasichos, and they were cooked together with pieces of chulin, regular non-holy meat. And there is enough chulin meat to nullify, for bittul to work, and nullify the kochei kadasha meat or the pigel and noser meat, but not enough to nullify both of them together. So you have, again, you have enough chulin meat to nullify one, but not both. In this case, says the Mishnah, Aser Lazarim, this mixture of meat is prohibited, is Aser for non-Kohanim to eat them at the end of the day, because the Kachim meat and the Pigal meat and the Nosar meat are all prohibited and all not allowed to non-Kohanim, and they combine to prohibit the mixture. However, Umutr LaKohanim, but they are allowed to be eaten by Kohanim, because at the end of the day, the Kachim meat, at least, is allowed to be eaten by the Kohen, and therefore the Kohen can eat this meat, because he can eat the Kachim. The noser and the pigel by themselves would have been bittul, would have been nullified, and therefore he can eat all of the meat. He can eat the chulin meat. He can eat the noser meat, the pigel meat, and the kochei kadashim meat, because he could eat the kochei kadashim meat anyway. The regular person can eat the kochei kadashim meat, and therefore that's why it's not going to be bittul, because he can't eat the noser, he can't eat the pigel, and he can't eat the kochei kadashim meat, and therefore he can't eat any of it. So that's the halacha. And again, Rabbi Shimon Matir Lazarim Velakohen, and Rabbi Shimon rules that even a non-Kohanim, even a Zar, can eat this mixture, because again, according to Rabbi Shimon, he only prohibited items that do not combine to prohibit a mixture. That here there are different Isurim involved, and therefore, because there are different Isurim, we're not going to prohibit them to non-Kohanim either. Have a great day.